This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The new face of Louis Vuitton's latest line of women's wear is a 17-year-old boy. Will Smith's son Jaden got the gig. We've got fashion journalist Kate Betts on the line to talk me through it. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. Let me get your gut check on this one first, though. Valid marketing idea or completely gimmicky trick?
Well, I think it's, you know, people are talking about it, and that's the point of advertising, especially in fashion. But it's also tapping into a bigger cultural trend, and that's also something that happens in fashion.
It's the gender androgyny and all of that stuff that's kind of in the air out there today.
It is in the air. I mean, if you look at a lot of celebrities especially, they're all tapping into it. Thinking of Kanye West wearing skirts, for example, and Laverne Cox and all of it.
Right.
But let me also say this. The androgyny idea is not new, certainly not in fashion. But I think every new generation has its kind of influence on this idea.
Well, right. So talk to me for a second about the generational thing, because Jaden Smith is a 17-year-old kid. Clearly, they're trying to appeal, I'm going to ask you, you're the expert, to the younger generation, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think the millennials, as they call them, is the sweet spot for advertising now. And certainly in fashion, that's who people are trying to appeal to. You know, I think it's something that we've seen on runways for a few seasons now. Designers like Hedi Slimane at YSL or Prada, Gucci, they've all been experimenting with this idea of androgyny or even gender fluidity on the runway.
Louis Vuitton and the others you mentioned, YSL, Yves Saint Laurent and those, I mean, they are old style, old line fashion companies. Are they now seeing the light here and saying, we got to get on this?
Well, no. I mean, I think they are old fashion brands, but they are very much in the contemporary market now. So I think that's the more interesting thing that's happening, is that they're really going for the contemporary vibe, whereas probably they used to appeal to an older customer. Not older, but, you know, a woman in her 30s maybe or 40s. But the shift is interesting, that it's happening so abruptly toward millennials in advertising.
So besides millennials, though, who do you think they're targeting with this ad? Or is it just let's get the buzz out there and hope we get some hangers on?
Well, I think it's let's get the buzz out there. I think that there's definitely the kind of people are talking about trend in advertising here. But I also think that they're tapping into the celebrity culture, the idea of the offspring of celebrity, which is also a big topic on runways and in the fashion world. So they're hitting a lot of really strong notes with this.
And also the idea of credibility, right? Because Jaden Smith, he wore a dress to his prom. He's been known for sort of cutting-edge fashion kind of stuff.
Yeah, and he's become kind of a personality in that whole realm that people are watching, and people are waiting for his next move. So it all kind of syncs up together nicely here.
Marketing at its best. Kate Betts, her most recent book is called My Paris Dream. It's a memoir. You can look it up actually on our website because we talked about it. Kate, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.